Pesach
to fast. Not directly, the first Monday, Thursday, Monday, but in the Cheshvan. You wait till the month of Cheshvan, you wait till the month of Nisan's over, and you go into Iyar. So I want to discuss this concept of Bahab. Now, I once heard from in the name of Rav Mital Zechatzadik Lebroche, his son was my Rebbe in Shalbim, one of my Rebbeim, Rav Yoel Amital, that he pointed out, you know, we should be mezals on this. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote many minhagim from Ashkenaz. This is one of them. There's the Machaber Sfarad, right? Once in a while, it quotes minhagim of Ashkenaz, and this is one of them, Bahab. So, if we don't fast, if we don't say the slichas, we shouldn't be mezalzel on it, though. So I want to go through the background of this, halacha lemaisa. What's the makor? Where is it found in Shas and in Tosus? Not found in Shas, it's in Tosus. So let's start with there. There's a Tosus in Maseches Kedushin that says Beferish and Daf Pei. The Gemara says Beferish in Kedushin and Daf Pei, the following Kiddush. Very fascinating, okay? Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. It says that many times people gather on Yom Tovim, they eat together, the families. And Tosus has a Lashon, the notion, Ayin Zel Zeh. And they start speaking Lashon Hara. And they say some bad things, and they slander. They do Rechilas. So Tosus says like this. Again, it's in Tosus Kedusha Pe'alf and Avyesh Omrim, the Lakach Nagu Lis'anos Lachar Pesach Lachar Sukkos. Therefore, because of the Lashon Hara, people speak with their families. And they do Rechilas, and they waste time, we do Bahab. Now the Rush writes, because we're afraid that during the Simcha, maybe you might have sinned with our language, the Mordechai says. Pesach says in the Iyuvis, the Ki Kifu Yemei Amishtu, the Gorm of Elos, Alos Mispar Kuchem, Ki Amar Iyuv Ulai Chatu B'nei, Berch Elokim Belvavchem. So we see that at Tainis is B'makom Korban. So we can't be Makom Korban, as we discussed that at great length. We talked about some Gedalia. And therefore, it's very possible, also the Berete, that people are mezalzel on Yontif. Like Lamaisa, you might be able to cook. Lamaisa, you might be able to carry. But you're not supposed to carry something you don't need at all. Like Johnny brought up earlier in Shir. Cholomoy, people are mezalzel on. Your mavazis, amoados, ein lo chelik olam haba, God forbid. You're not supposed to do stuff on Cholomoy that are strenuous. So because of these reasons, we have to do, or there's a notion of Bahab. Then the Maharil says, the Gilu Ber Adam. What does the Gilu Ber Adam mean? The Makam Gilu Sham Teira Adam. Hainu Tainis. Meaning that we don't fast on Yontif, but because we might kind of get out of hand, we have to do a Tainis. So Lamaisa, it could very well be that up till now we've said the reasons of Bahab are for what? For Kapara. I think with Reb David Zatzal, the main base medrash, the old base medrash used to say, Bob, do they still say Bob? They do still say it? Okay, good, very good. I would like to do it in shul, but I don't think the guys in the shul will do it when I want to do it, because, you know, they want to get to work. I think there's one minion of sake that they have Bob. But that's why I want to let you know. It doesn't mean even if you don't do it, you got to know what it's about. And for sure, you got to respect it. That's a terrible thing. We don't respect our each sheet. But there might be another reason why we do this. And that's for the rain to fall. The reason why we fast in Marcheshvan is that the rain will fall in the Zroim. And therefore, we know that there might be another reason the Matan Moshe says. We know that the weather changes. We've certainly seen that correctly, right? People get weak. People get colds. We daven to Hashem that He should strengthen our health, that we don't get sick. So three reasons as of introduction why you do Bahab. One is we maybe got out of hand with the Simcha Lashon Hara, also Bizui of Yontif, Chil Yontif, maybe Bizui Cholamoy, one reason. Two reason is what? Rain. Three reason is what? What's the third reason? That the weather changes. So we want to get our health, be stronger. Excellent. Okay, so why is it on Monday, Thursday, Monday? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, I want you to get this, that Monday and Thursday are Yemei Ratzon. That's why we say V'hurachum. Therefore, we have a minute to fast. The Mishabruh says that the 40 days of the Kabbalah Sluchos were Yemei Ratzon. When did he go up? On Thursday. When did he come back down, Moshe Rabbeinu? On a Monday. You got me? So therefore, the Yemei Ratzon. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, why don't we do it after Shavuos? After Pesach, after Sukkos, we do Bahag. What about Shavuos? So Lamaisa, according to the first reason, Shavuos is only 1 or 2 days. we're in trouble if we need it for that, right? So if it's 1 or 2 days, it's also the weather already, it's getting warmer already. And the second reason was because of the rain, it's also into the season as well. So we don't do it for Shavuos, halacha l'maaseh. However, the Shari Tshuva does quote from the Tamim Daim, there are certain tzaddikim that also do it, from the Ravid. The Shari Tshuva Siman Tuf Sadi Beis Sifka Naaf quotes from the Tamim Daim L'Ravid, that there were tzaddikim that used to do Bahab even after Shavuos. But the Shari Tshuva says we don't do it in our minhag. Okay. Now let's get this. What's the story? Okay. When should we actually do it? So that's a big question. Mr. Bruce says we should do Bahag immediately afterwards, even during Nisan. However, our minhag is like the Ramah, that we don't do it in Nisan, because the month is also B'tainis. We don't do it in Tishrei, because Rov of Tishrei is Moados. Therefore, you wait to Marchesh when you wait to Iyar. Okay? Now, the Magen Avraham, the Ramah writes, he says, L'mais, you should do it immediately. The Mishnah Berurah says, he doesn't mean immediately in the month of Iyar, in the month of Nisan, the month of Tishrei. He means that there are those who used to wait till the 17th of Marchesh. 17th of Marchesh is for the rain. That's the first quarter of the rain when it comes down. So he says, don't do that. But the Ramah didn't mean to do it Miyad during Tishrei. He meant to do it Miyad during Marchesh. Okay, but Rov Rishonim say it's for Tshuva. So, L'maisa, it doesn't make a difference. And therefore, our minhag should be, he says, Nog and Shein Mamtini. So therefore, Halacha L'maisa, those that fast after Shavuos, L'maisa, you shouldn't do it till after, you shouldn't fast till after the 13th of Sivan, because that's when you do the Tashlumin of the Karbonis of Shavuos. That's why some don't say Tachanun for the 6 days after Shavuos. We don't either, because the Din of Yom Tif, Rav Ganak has it. You could even say Shechianu according to the Rav Yom. Those 6 days after Shavuos. And there's a Havamim, there's a Nisra Malacha. And there's a Nisra Tainis and Hespit. Amazing. Okay. Now what happens, let's call the guy, let's get the details of this, the Halacha Baha. Even if you don't do it. Even if, maybe one day you'll do it. Now what happens if one of the days of Baha is Pesach Sheni? Do you fast on Pesach Sheni? So the Sefer Yosef Da says, no, you don't fast. And then Marsham says, you do fast. It's Mutter to fast. So someone who didn't fast because it was Pesach Sheni, fast on the Thursday and the Monday right afterwards then. Okay. But it said from Rav Chalap's grandfather, Zatzal, that the Gedolim Yushalayim discussed this at great length. And they said, L'maisa, don't fast Pesach Sheni, fast on the Thursday and Monday. So Monday you won't fast because the first Monday was Pesach Sheni, so Thursday and Monday they said to fast. Okay. Now listen to this. We did this in our shul this past Shabbos. I don't know if you did it. It's in the article Siddur. You might can miss it. It's in the shaded paragraph. You know, this past Shabbos we said what? Didn't we say Birkas HaChodesh? No, that was two Shabboses ago. Two Shabboses ago, L'maisa, we said Birkas HaChodesh. Okay? So the first Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and after Rosh Chodesh Meshon, we say the Mishnah Berurah in our shul. Did you guys say the Mishnah Berurah? We say a Mishnah Berurah for those who want to fast on Monday, Thursday, and Monday. When do you do it? You do it after the second Ashrei, before Yahalalu, before he takes the Sefer Torah back. Why? Because we want to what? We want to bless the nation with the Sefer Torah. And the reason why we do that, L'maisa, is because the Aruch HaShulchan says, because we didn't accept it as a Chovah, so we want to give a special Mishnah Berurah. And if you're Mevarchim, the Chodesh, Kol Shekein, if it's Shabbos Mevarchim, you don't do Bahab. You don't say the Mishnah Berurah for Bahab. You do it the next Shabbos. Because we don't want to mix it, L'mais. We don't want to mix it. I had a Shabbos that's Rosh Chodesh. So we said the Mishnah Berurah. The Gabbai Arshul said the Mishnah Berurah. Did you guys, you ever saw it? You want to give me the Siddur there, Johnny? Give me the Siddur. I'll show you the Mishnah Berurah. Now what happens if there's a Bris or a Chasim? Let's say there's a Bris or a Chasim. What do you say? Thank you. What happens if you say it's a Bris or a Chasim?
Why would that be?
I guess it's this Mishnah Berurah on the bottom. There it is. Yeah, after Ashrei, right. Because it's Rosh Chodesh, you don't want to steer it. If it's Rosh Chodesh, you don't want to steer it. When you're saying the bracha, you don't say it when you're the Birkas HaChodesh. You don't say the Mishnah Berurah because it diminishes the Simcha. You don't say it when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Jacob. Okay? Did you know this? The Mishnah Berurah, to those that say Mekabel, what? Monday, Thursday. You said it?
No, very good. I know it, but I haven't.
All right, we said it in the Shul. Says it as a starter, Luah. Okay. Now, what happens if there's a bris or there's an ufruf? What do you say? Do it at mincha, the Mishnah Berurah. Don't do it, don't damper the simcha by saying this Mishnah Berurah of Monday, Thursday, Monday. So Reb Moshe writes in the Tshuvas, believe it or not, Reb Moshe says, he says, even if there's an Ofer, if you do it in the morning. Why? He says, this is not going to damper anything. We're being saying a bracha. It's not a veilus. We're saying a bracha that the guys will do the fast on Monday, Thursday. Even Slichas, the Chassid's got to say. But the Magen Rabbah says better to do mincha. But Lamaisa, our minig is what? Our minig is we would do it at Shachas. You know, at certain Ofros, they would do a special Haftarah, the Chassid. So if they do a special Haftarah, so Sassas then do it by mincha. But we don't do this special Haftarah for Ofros. So do it in the morning. Okay, let's finish up. Hari Makamu Bahab. Is it magic? So usually you got to do the mincha beforehand. The mincha before the day, you got to makabel on tainus. However, what happens if someone answers amen on this? That's also a Kabbalah. If you answer amen, it's also a Kabbalah. Now what happens if you change your mind? If you change your mind not to fast, you're not mechuyev lisanos machmas the amen. If you only said amen, then you can change your mind. But if you say the Kabbalah at the end, you know the end, remember we said? You know the shaded paragraph? You want to accept the tainus, y'all, can you see this? One is for the Tanis Ibn, the diminution of my blood and fats on the Mizbeah. The other one is what? Mikabo Tanis Yachid. If you do this, then you're done. You can't change. You have to matter neder. You can't change halacha l'maisa. So that's why you got to be very careful, halacha l'maisa, that if you answer amen, that you stick with it. And it could very well be that you didn't say the special tefillah, so it would be okay, halacha l'maisa. But even if you're machmer, answer amen, if you don't want to be machayim yourself, you're just machavein. Would you say amen? You're not makabel yourself the tainus. Okay. Now, are you allowed to eat a suddas mitzvah? Let's say you're at gun ho to do bahab and then you're invited for a suddas mitzvah. So what does the Ramah say? It's mutter. It's mutter only if you did the amen thing on Shabbos. But if you're makabel in your own shmonesh and mitzvah before, you're done. You can't change up and say you want to eat a mitzvah. Halacha l'maisa. The Magen Avraham says yes. Even if you're makabel in mitzvah, you can change your mind. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're going to change your mind, pay it back. Do another tainus. You were invited for a tainus as soon as mitzvah, then do another one, do another mitzvah. The Rosh Hashulchan says you can only do a taras nedarim only on the day itself. Can't do it the day before. You have to do it on that day itself. Okay. Now what about for Kriyas HaTorah? Do you do Vayachel? So our minig is we don't do Vayachel because most people don't fast on. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Ramah says you should learn Vayachel, Mishnah Berurah says most people don't do it, so we don't do it. Halacha l'maisa, we don't say it. But if you're going to do it, halacha l'maisa, what do you need? How many people do you need to fast and say Vayachel when it's not a regular day? Ideally 10. Ideally 10. You really should require 10. Halacha l'maisa. If it's a Monday and Thursday, maybe there's a kula that 6 is enough, because you'd be laning anyway. But l'maisa, you really should have 10. Now, if you're going to say these shlichas, halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if there's not 10 guys fasting, you can say shlichas. But you shouldn't say the word kavu. And you should skip the word lamaisa yidalik rak teva sira. Skip the word zibor. You should skip the word zibor. And Rav Hankin writes, halacha lamaisa, instead of saying tainus, you should say tefillah. Because you're not fasting. So the Buchacha Rav says you're able to say the whole nusach of slichas even if there's not 10 guys fasting. Halacha lamaisa. So let's close like this. Where's the marker in Shas and Taisus? Kedushin what? Pay alpha but alpha. Three reasons why we did it. Even if we don't, guys, it's a Musar Haskel to us. We have to keep the momentum we got during the Yom Haroyim, during the Sukkos. Smachtim l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivus yomim. After Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur, only by Sukkos is a smachtim. L'fnei Hashem mamish. Highest level of Sukkot. L'fnei Hashem with the Kippur. That doesn't mean, oh, we're done with the Chagim. Go back to my regular self. No, keep up the momentum. And Baha shows this. So even if you don't do the fast, and Rav Moshe writes to his son in the Tshuvas, his son asked him, he said, Abba, I want to take on Tainis, and he said, don't do it. You need your energy for Torah. Don't do it. He was 20 years old. You need your energy for Torah. But maybe the Shlichus you want to do, but even if you don't do the Shlichus, recognize the marker. Recognize we need to internalize the message to keep the momentum strong. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll go fight the number with the Tyson when I get going, because we've got to get this down with the base.